Someone asked me if he's allowed to watch Israeli news when it's Shabbos in Israel and it's Friday afternoon in America. So the way we, I think we discuss, we'll discuss this question is to begin with the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Tezvav and Aleph, where the Gemara cites a brisa that says, that has actually three different opinions, that if a Jew cooks on Shabbos, so what's the halacha? So there are three different opinions. One opinion is that if someone does this unintentionally, the person can eat it. That's Rav Meir. Intentionally, he cannot eat it. Rabbi Yehuda says if he does it unintentionally, he can eat it Motzei Shabbos. If he does it intentionally, he cannot eat it at all. And the third opinion of Yochanan Sandler says if he does it unintentionally, he can eat a Motzei Shabbos. Sorry, for other people could eat the food of Motzei Shabbos, not him, but intentionally he can't eat it. Neither he nor anyone else may eat it. So how do we pass? In the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Shin Yud Ches Sif Aleph, writes that if someone cooks on Shabbos intentionally, he is not allowed to eat the food at all, and other people can eat it on Motzei Shabbos immediately. And if someone cooks food on Shabbos unintentionally, he cannot eat it during the day, and others also cannot eat it during the day, and at night, it's permitted. So what emerges from this discussion is that nobody, if someone cooks on Shabbos intentionally, I'm sorry, if someone cooks on Shabbos, so nobody is allowed to eat it on Shabbos, they can eat it after Shabbos. They can eat the food after Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch points out, we're not only talking about cooking, we're talking about Osha Osa Achas Mishar Malachos. This is Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim Siman Shin Yud Ches Sif Aleph, that it talks about benefiting from any malacha. So bottom line is that you would not be allowed to benefit from a malacha that was done on Shabbos by a Jew on Shabbos, but you would be allowed to benefit from it after Shabbos. So it would seem that if you can benefit from it after Shabbos, you can benefit from it before Shabbos as well. So it would seem that if in Israel, if an Israeli station run by Jews, they're putting on an Israeli station or an internet site, whatever the case is, and Jews are running it, so it's not Shabbos, so it should be permitted to you. The only problem is that the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa in Perek Lamed Aleph, Siman Chavav says, Im Yehudi Mechalel Shabbat, if a Jew is Mechalel Shabbos, Shanim Sev Mako, Shasham Shabbat, and he's found in a place where it's Shabbos, Metalfein Li Yehudi Shomer Shabbos, Yehudi Shomer Mitzvot Sizman Shas Lochol, he's telephoning someone for whom it's weekday, also you're not allowed to talk with him. And in the footnote, he writes, because you're benefiting from the act of Shabbos, the Maisa Shabbos, that the Jew is doing when it's Shabbos for him, even though for me it's not Shabbos. And he writes, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, this is what Rav Neuwirth, the author of Shemir Shabbos Chosa, says, the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. And then he says, Lefiza, because of this, Aser Lishmo B'chutz La'aretz, Be'erev Shabbos, Radio Shemeshudar Be'erev Be'eretz Yisrael, Im Naman Be'eretz Yisrael, Hazmanu Acher Knisatat Shabbat. That therefore, because of this, you're not allowed to listen in the diaspora on Erev Shabbos, a radio station that's playing in Israel, if it's Shabbos in Israel. But I thought that we can benefit from malacha done by a Jew as long as it's not Shabbos. So why are you not allowed to benefit from, why are you not listening to the radio on Friday afternoon when it's Shabbos in Israel, if it's an Israeli radio station or Israeli TV station for that matter? And the answer is that the Be'er Moshe writes, he says the following. He says in Chelek Gimel Siman Pei Daled, he says that if, let's say someone's taking a video, and he says if the video or the picture could have been taken after Shabbos, let's say a picture of a newborn baby boy on Shabbos, where there's no difference if the picture is taken on Shabbos or after Shabbos, so you'd be allowed to benefit from it after Shabbos, b'chdei she'yasu, the time it takes. This is talking with a non-Jew. You're allowed to benefit from it after Shabbos. However, if the picture is of an event that happens specifically on Shabbos, you're never allowed to look at the picture because you're benefiting from a malacha done on Shabbos that could not have been done after Shabbos. This is the position of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, quoted in B'Yitzchak Yikareh, as well as other poskim, you're never allowed to benefit from a picture of a specific event that happened on Shabbos. And you're never allowed to benefit even after Shabbos. Because of that, you would also not be allowed to benefit from it before Shabbos. So, for example, if an Israeli newspaper, right, they print the newspaper on Shabbos, you can benefit from it after Shabbos. But if they videotape some event on Shabbos, Israeli news station videotape something on Shabbos, you're not allowed to benefit from it even after Shabbos and even before Shabbos. And therefore, it would seem that according to these poskim, Shmir Shabbos Chasser, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and others, and that if you're living in America, you would not be allowed to watch Israeli television on Friday afternoon in America where it's Shabbos in Israel. You would be allowed to benefit from a non-Jewish TV station where it's Shabbos for them, because if a non-Jew's doing benefit for himself, he's doing some malacha on Shabbos for his own benefit, and he's not doing it specifically for you, or there's no concern he's going to increase the malacha because of you, then it's permitted. So therefore, on Friday afternoon, you would not be allowed to watch Israeli TV if you're in America. But you would be allowed, if you're allowed to watch an Arab station, it's run by Arabs on Friday afternoon, that you would be permitted to watch, because they're not doing it for your benefit, so you'd be allowed to benefit from that when it's not Shabbos for you.